Thank you. No, it's great to be here and chat about this really important issue today.
So users have always been able to block other profiles on Instagram. What's so different about this new feature?
Well, I think what this feature does is the fact that it's being touted as an anti-bullying campaign, first of all, I think automatically will give those young people who may be victims of cyberbullying a greater sense of control and capacity to make that concerted decision with that in context in their mind. But my understanding is the other important development here that Instagram have done is in the past when you would block a user, sometimes they became aware of their block status through various ways. Mm. Whereas with this new restrict mechanism, the bully who's posted the offensive message will not be made aware that their comment is not appearing to others who may also be viewing those posts. And I think that's quite important because there's an awareness that sometimes blocking actively someone can lead to unintended negative consequences for the victim.
Mm. And why do you think this has been introduced? Have there been lots of reports of those kind of negative consequences you refer to happening?
Look, absolutely. I can speak anecdotally to my own work with adolescents in private practice as a clinical psychologist, and often what they do say is they opt to do nothing because taking an assertive action against the bully can actually open them up to greater reprisals, particularly when it's peer-to-peer bullying by a known peer rather than, say, your more random trolling.
Mm. And how will this change the way that young users like teenagers interact with Instagram?
Mm. Look, I think that's obviously yet to be seen and yet to be determined, and it will be interesting to see the way in which this has an impact, if any. I think that any move towards trying to address cyberbullying, which has become so rampant and with such dire consequences for teens, is a good shift. But I guess what I'm hoping is that it means that the victims will have a little bit more sense of control when they go to postings on Instagram, and possibly feel a little bit more free to put themselves out there in still appropriate ways. And I think that's something we still need to work with the victims of bullying around, which is how do I protect myself and not potentially post something that could open me up to these unintended consequences, such as victimisation.
Yeah, absolutely. And do you think that similar features should appear on other social media platforms as well?
Look, definitely. I think, you know, anything's worth a shot. I think that the fact that we are recognising more and more that bullying is very much a social process, so that you have the victim, the bully, but also the bystanders who become a part of that dynamic, is something that it's good to see these social media platforms acknowledging. And definitely if there are other platforms out there that want to bring that level of control back to the user, then I think that's something we should all advocate for. I do think we need to be cautious and make sure that we are tracking over time that there aren't any other potential unintended consequences that we can't foresee at this stage, particularly in the context of peer-to-peer bullying that occurs between known peers, because the truth of the matter is that the bully can still talk to other peers and say, oh, look what I've posted on Instagram, or here's a screenshot of what I've posted, regardless of whether the user then restricts the, I guess, display of that comment. But yeah, I think definitely others should at least take the lead of trying to put in mechanisms, whether it's the same or other mechanisms, that really try to address this social bullying issue that's occurring.
And you mentioned that obviously at this point in time, it's really hard to kind of foresee any adverse effects after introducing this feature. But what would you recommend to kind of continue to safeguard young people online?
Look, it's really tough because I guess what all the research is clearly showing is it is responding to the social milieu that the bullying is occurring in, which is going to have the greatest impact. Interventions that focus on the user or the bully themselves, and I know there's been some other, I guess, features that Instagram have brought in which try to address at those two angles, both the bully and the victim, trying to think about what's going on in the interaction. But really we need a social approach to dealing with bullying, and that's something that I think is really important that we do keep fostering in support of victims of bullying rather than just focusing on the victim or the bully themselves.
Dr. Papara, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us about this morning.
Very welcome. Thank you.